In the halls of Hawaii's state Senate, there appears to be some discontent as we approach this winter. It has to do with committee assignments. And with more on that story, we're joined by Chad Blair, the politics and opinion editor at Civil Beat. So, Chad, what's the root of this grumbling?
A nice nod to Shakespeare, by the way, Bill. But, you know, grumbling is nothing new at the state legislature, both in the Senate and the House. There's always people that are out of power, who want to be in power, who object to whoever is in power. And in this case, four senators I contacted individually, and they told me their concerns that Senate President Ron Cochi didn't consult them when he was putting together the committees, and these committees are going to serve for the next 2 years. They say there's changes in how many people get to sit on how many committees, any number of things having to do with the organization of the Senate. And why is this important? Well, committees is where it happens. That's where all the action is. That's where the bills are dealt with. If you're on the Ways and Means Committee, you're dealing with a state budget. You can have influence in trying to get money for capital improvement projects in your district. And so the folks that are not happy with that are saying Ron Cochi is to be blamed for this.
But we should mention also that they didn't want to have their names out there, right?
Correct. We granted them anonymity so they could, you know, preserve the relationships they have, such as they are, with their Senate colleagues. But Ron Cochi did speak on the record with me, as did Kai Kahele, one of the leaders at the Senate. And Cochi said, no, that's not true. You know, we don't always let people know, give them the chance to pick which committees. Whether a freshman sits on Ways and Means their first year, that's not necessarily the case, although that has been the pattern. And he just more or less marked it up to discontent, used that word earlier. And as I said, these things happen every time, including when Donna Kim was Senate president before Cochi and before that Chance Atsui, back to Colleen Hanabusa. I'm probably missing one or two, Bobby Bunda somewhere in there. And so this happens, and it happens in the House too. And like the Senate, the House is controlled by certain factions. In this case, it's Scott Psyche as Speaker and Sylvia Luke running the Finance Committee. Della Albalotti. So this is not uncommon, but it's a big deal because ultimately senators are responsible to their constituents and they want to be seen as having influence at the legislature.
But it's also there's sort of part of this story is that there's we talk a lot of times, especially in government, about transparency and process. Mm, and yeah. There's not really a transparency that is assumed in this process, right?
That's correct. And what Cochi told me, the president said, you know, there may even be some changes further in terms of the lineup before the legislature convenes on January the 16th or starts its session. They're already at work. But no, the public is not privy to this. And in this case, the senators themselves were not consulted. I mean, it seems like a pretty basic thing. Which committee would you like to serve on, Senator? Well, I'd like to be on this, that, and the other thing. But as Kai Kahele pointed out, not everybody is going to get what they want. There's only so many coveted spots. Judiciary is another committee. Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Health as well. There's only so many seats to go around. Hmm. And it's not surprising that the party or the faction in power gets to make those decisions.
You know, in about a minute, Chad, you make the point in the column also that some committees with fewer members than right. in some sessions, the size of the committee an interesting factor as well in all of this.
Yeah, most of the committees, I think it's 14 out of the 16 this year, just five members. Pretty easy to get a quorum to control votes as opposed to having, say, seven or nine members. And there's a lot more voices to try and corral. So that's been a change as well. Only Ways and Means and the Commerce Committee have larger than five members.
All right. Well, lots to look forward to when the season opens on January 16th. Look forward to that. Thanks very much, Chad.
Thanks, Bill.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring politics and opinion editor Chad Blair. You can read his full story, civilbeat.org.